What I would like to do just before we go weiter is go back to explain Rashi and the Balamor. I spent quite a bit of time on the Rambam Shita, the Chitaras HaDrabanan, and we spent some time talking about the concept of Das HaMaschayiv. We spent time on a number of Nekudas. The way Rashi and the Balamor, the way I explained it, the way it is explained, there's Rada Reb Ruvain in Yavam and Simchat Ches, I think it is, who is Masber, exactly the way we talked about it last week. I'd like to explain it and to tell you a Gevaldige Chiddush in Neid Yehuda. Reb Yehuda writes this in three different places. Reb Yehuda writes it to explain the Rambam, but it's going to help us to understand the Baal HaMor. The two easy shitas to remember were Tosfos and the Rambam, because they're extreme shitas. The Rambam shita was that all shtaris had rabbanan, except for shtar kinyan of git and the kedushin, but all shtaris had rabbanan. That's one extreme shita, that everything is possible in ataris mepiyam v'loim piksava. And the other extreme shita was Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos, who held the opposite extreme. That you can write everything. The only thing you can't write a shtar is when it's an ilein. A person is not capable of writing. So sort of the Rambam is one extreme, that everything is possible as mepik savam in Atayra. Taisa Shita, almost nothing is possible as mepik savam. As long as you're roy to say it, it's suitable, it's acceptable. And in between, we had Ramban Shita and the Baal HaMor with Rashi Shita, were the two shitas in between. To be masber, the shita of the Baal HaMor and Rashi, the way it's explained there in Reb Ruvain, but the way also, it's not Reb Ruvain's Chiddush, the way it's explained in the yeshivas, and I think this is the way we discussed it last week, is in the Lashon, the idea that Mepiyam V'loim Mepiksavam is a halacha that the Eidim can't write things down and send it to Bez. But the Baal Davar is allowed to write things down and send it to Bez. In other words, if I'm an aid, there's a psalm of Piyam V'loim Mepiksavam. If I'm not the aid, I'm the borrower. So I can write things down on a piece of paper, and that's my testimony to Bez. Whatever I write on a piece of paper, it's like I send it in Bez. A Baal Davar could write things down. The problem is, how do you know the Baal Davar is serious? When he writes something down, he's at home, he writes on a piece of paper. We have an old rule that a Baal Davar who says something out of Beis Din could say, I was joking, I didn't mean it seriously. So for that, the Baal Davar's testimony to be accepted in Beis Din, and Baal Davar, I say testimony, I don't mean edus. The Baal Davar is saying about himself, I borrowed money, I sold my house, whatever it is he's saying. The Baal Davar needs Eidim to sign to make that his shtar is a serious shtar. But it's the psul is mepiyam v'loim mepik savam. You can't have a ksav of Eidim. But mepik savai, the ksav of the Baal Davar, that is kosher, that's acceptable in Bez. If somebody is a teveya in Bez, a tayin in Bez, a nitfar, a teveya in Bez, so he can send his arguments on a piece of paper. The Torah doesn't say Mepiyam V'loim Mepik Savai. It says Mepiyam V'loim Savam on witnesses, not on the Baal Davar himself. Now, I'd like to explain to you why this is a very geshmaka shita. It's very geshmaka if Rashi holds that way. If Rashi holds that way, it's pshat, right? In the Baal HaMor. But the reason it's very geshmak is because we know from all the years, the kaiser shtar leloiva afal pishen amal ve'ima. We have this old rule that if a loiva could write a shtar even before he borrows. I could come to you today. Piece of paper says, I borrowed money for moving. I borrowed $200 today. I could write it today at 2 p.m. And the Eidim could sign it in the morning. And that shtar, we all know, and it's arangachazit by us many times, that shtar is a kosher shtar in Beis Din. Here's somebody a riddle. A man brings a shtar to Beis Din, IOU. It says he borrowed money, 2 p.m., and it's signed by Reuven and Shimon, our witnesses. And the Leiva brings the Eidim that Reuven and Shimon died at noon. They died 2 hours before the Zman on the Shtar that it says he borrowed. Could it be a Kasher Shtar? Everyone will say, of course it's not a Kasher Shtar. The Eidim died before they signed it. Dead people are called Pasalaitis, right? Dead people. Why dead people can't sign a Shtar? Because they're Pasalaitis, right? Why dead people Pasalaitis? So I think it's to say the Shiati Yachal Azimam that some people argued with me last week. Huh? Why dead people Pasalaitis? We'll argue about it a different time. I don't know. But my point is, why is it that way? That kazu shtar l'loiv afal pishenem al v'imai. And Pasha, we learn, it's one of the chidushim you learn in Shas, that you can write a shtar for the life if the malva is not there. And that's Pasha pshat. One of the chidushim, you know, live and learn. You can write a shtar, and you could sign it, and everything is good. You could do it beforehand. You know, you have a chasna, you know it's going to be a rush. You could sign the ksuba in the morning. I didn't do a kinyan yet, I'll do the kinyan in the afternoon. You can sign it, you're allowed to sign it ahead of time. What? Like Rashi in the Baal Amor, it's so geschmack. These Eidim are not saying Eidis that they saw alone. It's not, a shtar is not a ksav that we saw him borrow money, no. They're signing that the Baal Dovar is saying he borrowed money. They're signing a piece of paper that says, the Baal Dovar says he borrowed money. And that they saw that in the morning. Baal Dovar says, sign that I borrowed money. It's his testimony that he borrowed money. Even though he didn't borrow it yet. So they trust him that he's only going to send him into Bezni after he gets the money. So, which is true according to all four Shitas, but according to Rashi the Baal Amor, it's very geschmack. And not only that, the halacha is that a shtar she'ein by zman is kosher. A shtar has to have his man. He's supposed to write the date in the shtar. And if you write the wrong date, we know a shtar mugdim is possible, a shtar mocher is kosher. In other words, if Eidim sign a shtar that's post-dated, it's kosher. Some Masadri Kedushin, when they sign a ksuba ben ashmashis, they just write the later date. Kushtar Mo'ocher is kosher, even though it's the wrong date. So the Velti is a kasher. How could a Shtar Mo'ocher be kosher? The Eidim are Eidis She'i Ata Yochel Hazima. The Eidim who signed the Shtar are Eidis She'i Ata Yochel Hazima, Eidis that you can't be mazim. You know, all Eidim say, we saw Reuven kill Shimon. They have to say, not only the day, but even the hour that they saw it happen. What's the difference when Reuven killed Shimon? Why do you care if he killed him on Sunday or Monday or Tuesday? It has nothing to do with the Psak. He'll be Chayav Nisa anyway. Teretz is, you need Eidos Sha'ata Yochel Azima. It's a basic thing in Shas. Witnesses that are not Ata Yochel Azima are possible witnesses. So, the Kasha is, how could it be? The Gemara says, in Gittin, I think it's Daf Yud Zayin, that Zman is the Rabbanon, even in the Get. That really a Shtar doesn't need Zman. It's Eidish Yati Yochel Azima. A Shtar Mocher is Kasher. But you can't be mad at the witnesses. They signed, something happened on the 10th of Elul. It's a Shtar Mocher, it happened earlier. When did it happen? You can't prove it. It's Eidish Yati Yochel Azima. So on this, the Noid of Yehuda writes, in line with the way we're explaining the Baal Hamor, that you only need Eidus Yata Yochel Azima when the Eidim are coming to say Eidus. When the Shtar is the testimony of the Baal Dover, when the Shtar is the Baal Dover speaking, just you need witnesses to make that the Baal Dover's letters should be binding on the Baal Dover. When you need a Shtar, when you have a Shtar, that's the words of the Baal Dovar, so the Eidim don't have to be a Yochel Azimam. They're not coming to say Eidus on anything. That's just an Atem Eidai, that the Baal Dovar's words are serious words. So Memela, it's very good that that you don't need a deshatu chalazima on such a shtar. So this is the sheet of Rashi in the Balamor. What the Neid Yehuda writes, it's in three places I know of in the Neid Yehuda. In Chelak Aleph, Neid Yehuda is Kama and Tinyan, they're two volumes. In Kama, it's in Yeredeya, Simen Samach Vav. And in Chayshev Ishpat, Simen Lamed Ois Yud Aleph, which is, I think, the best place to look it up. There it's written Bekitzer. And it's also in Tinyana and Chayshev Mishpat. I didn't write it down. I think it's Simon Tess in Tinyana. Neid Yehuda there has a letter about a different topic. The topic of Ksiva Kedibur Dami. I don't believe we discussed this topic. Did we discuss this yet? The topic of Ksiva Kedibur Dami. It's also a Shas topic, which we didn't discuss. The shayla of Ksiva Kedibur Dami is the following shayla. Let's say I write on a piece of paper, Hayoyim, Yoyim, so-and-so lo'aymer. Am I yoytze sviras lo'aymer? Is writing as good as speaking? When you write something down, does that have a din like Dibur? Or, Yehuda shayla is by a shvua. If I write a shvua, I write on a piece of paper, Koinam alai ploini, I'm not going to have enough in this and this person. I don't say it. I write it. Do you say ksiva kedibur dami? That ksiva is the same as speaking. Now this topic became famous on the day of Rabbi Kiva Eger's chasana. If you know the Maaser, Rabbi Kiva Eger left his home, I think, around his bar mitzvah. And his last name was not Eger, his last name was Ganz. If you look at his tshuvas, it's very funny, everyone knows Rabbi Akiva Eger, every tshuvas that's signed is signed Akiva Ganz, or Akiva Ginz. So he was called Eger because he moved in with his uncle. He got the name Eger. But when he got married, he got married in a different town, and his chaverim, yeshiva, didn't come to his chasana. It wasn't like today, you were flying off to a wedding. So what they did is they, under with their Rosh Hashiva, I think it was Rabbi Kiva Eger's uncle, they made a Suda the night Rabbi Kiva Eger got married in that town. They made a Suda for the Simcha. It became an Eretz Yisrael Shtikl Minig, that when someone gets married in America, the boys in Eretz Yisrael, they make a Rabbi Kiva Eger Suda. So it comes from that. How do we know that this story happened? Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't write a storybook. At that Suda, which apparently was between Pesach and Shavuos, Rabbi Kivega's uncle spoke, and he said a chiddush in the sugi of ksiva kedibur dami. It was sphira, I think, and they talked about if you write the sphira, if you yaitz. And it became an argument there. So they wrote a letter to Rabbi Kivega. We made a suda, we covered up Yechasana, and we were machadish this thing, and I think the letter, which is printed in Chus Rabbi Kivega, comes from Askona ksiva lav kedibur dami. Rabbi Kivega disagrees. He writes a letter back, and he holds ksiva kedibur dami. That when you write, it's like dibur. And this leads to a whole long shayla ba'arichus. If you hold ksiva kedibur dami, could you be yotze making a bracha by writing it on a piece of paper? Let's say somebody for some reason can't speak. So I once had somebody who had a lesion on his vocal cords. And he had been a Talmud here in the yeshiva, so he came to talk to me. He said, they need surgery on the vocal cords, a big sakana, to lose a voice, chalila. There's a method where a person doesn't speak for a few weeks, and it allows, sometimes the lesion heals by itself. So he told me that he'll have to not speak. As a from yid, it's a problem. You have to say shema. You have to say kiddush. You have to say ashir yotzar. So he had made, most things he could be yaitzah with Shemea Kaina. So, but there are a few things. It's very hard to always get a Shemea Kaina. So we went through the different things. Ashi Yatzar and Yeshiva, it's easy. Just wait outside the bathroom for someone else to come out. He's late to you with Ashi Yatzar. But I remember when the Shaila came up, I mentioned it in Shul. So a few men spoke. They asked if they could have the doctor's name, they'd like to send their wives for this refuah. It would be a very... So we discussed then if Ksiva Kedibur Dami. Now, regarding this Shaila is in Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says someone, for whatever reason, is not supposed to speak, should be Simech on the Paiskim that hold Machshava Kedibur Dami. It's Machlekes actually Amirayim in Brachas. Mishnah Berurah says if he can't speak, he should be Simech on Hiro Kedibur Dami, on thinking the Brachas, which for the Rabbanan, he says he can rely on. For Shema, it's hard to be Simech on that. But the Shaila then came up, if you could rely on Ksiva Kedibur Dami. If you could write it, if you write it, is that good enough? The Noida Biyut, now, it's interesting, if you want to learn about Ksiva Kedibur Dami, every descendant of the Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva about it. Anybody, the Rabbi Kiva Eger married into the Chasam Sofer's family. So if you look in the Chasam Sofer, in the Ksav Sofer, in the Shevet Sofer, if you look at Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Shlaima Eger, everybody who has a Sofer from the Mishpacha has some Chidushei Torah on Ksiva Kedibur Dami. And the Noida Yehuda also has on Ksiva Kedibur Dami. He holds that Ksiva is Kedibur Dami. And he uses Ksiva Kedibur Dami to explain the Yisoid we're talking about. Now what's interesting is the Noida Yehuda does not use it to explain the Baal HaMor. It's very useful to explain the Baal HaMor. He uses it to explain a Shverikayt on the Rambam, which I'll tell you in a minute. But the Ikra that I want to tell you the Noida Yehuda is to explain the Baal HaMor, because it's useful to understand the Baal HaMor. The Yehuda writes, Ksiva Kedibur Dami. If Edim go in front of Beis Din and they write their Edus, it's kosher. There's no psul of Mepiem, Beloy Mepiksavam, if they're standing in Beis Din and writing it, unless they're an Elaim. Ein Eroi L'daber, so Ein Eroi L'ksiva. But otherwise, for whatever reason, if the Edim want to write it in front of Beis Din, it's good. What is the reason for the din of Ksiva Lab Kedibur Dami? I'm sorry, what is the reason for the din of Mepiyam Olay Mepiksavam? It's Mechadish Leib Yehuda. There's a halacha, Edim have to say Edis in front of the Baldover. V'huad Bebailach Tziv. You have to say Edis in front of the Baldover. V'huad Bebailach. Now, Yehuda says, the psul of Mepiyam Olay Mepiksavam is based on the fact that you need V'huad Bebailach. Because Ksiva really is Kedibur. So it doesn't make sense, Lashitasai, that Ksiva should be worse than Dibur. So he says, the Psulim of Piyam Alayim B'Piksavam is a Chsarad of Ahuad B'Bailav, which means that an Edim have to say Edis in front of the Baldover. It's an interesting Zeres HaKasuv. And it's very interesting that an American law is the same law. They're one of the guarantees of the Constitution is that a person is guaranteed the right to confront his accuser. There's such a law in America, it's an amazing thing that a lot of common law is based on Shas and on ideas that come up in the first place in Chazal. Not a Chiddush, because Chazal were the first ones that set up laws. But this is a din of Ahud B'Dailov. And Memela is up to the Ahud B'Chiddush. That if you're going to write a shtar, or a letter in front of the Baldavar, not in front of Bezdin, but in front of the Baldavar, with Eidim, that would be kosher, mina Torah, even like the Rambam. If it's Behuad Bebailov, it would be kosher, even like the Rambam. With this, he answers a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam holds Torah to Rabbanon, he writes elsewhere that it's Shayach to write your Eidus on a Bezdin, he brings a Kesav Mishnah's Kasher. And those who want to change a Girsa in the Rambam, he says, no. If once you have a hood B'Bailav, it works. That's the Noida Yehuda's Yisoid. Now, as far as the Rambam Shita, maybe there's a Chiddush. But as far as the Baal HaMor is concerned, it's a very useful Shita. The idea that the writing of a Ksav is the writing of the Baal Dover, not of the Eden. Explain the Huad B'Bailav is only a din on Aden. Aden have to say that they're Edis in front of a Baldover. The Baldover himself, the Teveya, there's no halacha, the Teveya has to, his accuser has a right to face, the truth is American law, you have a right to face the accuser. That's not the halacha. Halacha is behuad b'ba'al. The edim have to face the one they're accusing. The baldover himself, he doesn't. There's no gzeres hakasev of hazama that he has to be royal hazama, and there's no gzeres hakasev that he has to be behuad b'ba'al. And like the balamar, who holds that a shtar is the testimony of the baldover, not of the edim. So like the Behuda says, so the Behuda tries to work this into the Rambam, but in the Balamar it's very gishmak, that the Baldava could write something on a piece of paper and send it into Bezdin, because the Baldava could say, hey, this on a piece of paper, it doesn't matter, there's no dinner with Babaylov. He could do it and send it in. Well, Babaylov is only a din in Adis. David is very excited.
Two Adis say Adis outside of Bezdin, and Adis that they send Adis outside of Bezdin.
The Behuda says not that way. He says that Adis.
Adis. Reuben and Shimon said that Levi killed Yehuda.
It's not really true. I'll tell you why. Because we all know that if somebody says something out of Bezdin, he can say Mishata Yisli. But if you say Atem Eidai, then what he said is admissible in Bezdin.
We don't have it on Bezdin.
So that's the point. The whole point. Let's go a step at a time. In the Balamor, you're masking them. In the Balamor, it's very geschmack. In the Balamor, where if you set it outside of Bezdin, just like Baal Peh, a Baldava says, I owe you $100. What do? You're a Talmud Chacham, you learned. You know, if he says he owes you $100, not worth anything in Bezdin. So you say, Atem Eidai. And he says again, I owe you $100 in front of Atem Eidai. Now you can go to Bezdin with it. There's no chsar of a wood b'baylo, because it's the words of the Baldavar. It's the words of the Baldavar being taken into Bezdin. Ah, you need Eidus? But the Eidus are not saying Eidus. The Eidus are there to make the Baldavar's words good. In the Balamor, the Leid Yehud is a very geshmaka hezber. In the Rambam, I'm asking, the Leid Yehud is a chiddish. And it's not like the Kesef Mishnah, it's not like certain Rishayim. But like I said, the Ikar is that I want to mention is that you just explained the Balamor Shita, which is sort of the middle Shita in all the four Shitas. The Balamor is a big Chiddush. I think I mentioned to you last week when we started that usually you have a Machlekes Rishayim, there are small differences between the Shitas. And these four Shitas are Rishayim, there's tremendous difference between them. They look at Shtaris totally different ways. And this explanation of the way Shtar works, which is Shitas Balamar Varashi, is a very geshmaka explanation that it's the words of the Baldavar, not the words of the Eidim. And at first glance, it's hard to understand. What do you mean, Baldavar, Eidim? It's a written, and Eidim signed it. It's not Eidim. The answer is the Eidim are only there to show that the Baldavar is serious. Like any time a Baldava says something chutzlubez. And that's the entire purpose of this, of the Eidim and the Shtar. And in that, it's a very geshmaka shita. And it sounds like a shah shita, a good shita to know. I believe he brings also, the Noid Behuda brings a few other things that are answered with this. A Shtar could be written Balaila. The Gemara says in Gittin Dav Zayinom and Aleph. Shtarais can be written by night. If you learn it to Haggadah Seidus is possible by night. How could a shtar be a Haggadah Seidus and be kosher by night? But according to the way we're explaining, a shtar is not a Haggadah Seidus. A shtar is the Haggadah of the Baldavar. So it's the Haggadah of the Baldavar. So that's good. If it's the Haggadah of the Baldavar can say whatever he wants even by night. Just Eidim can't. Kabbalah said, there's a nice Bezdin, it can't be by now. A Baldava could say this. So this is all in the explanation of one of the four Shitas. So now you only have to chazer the other three. Okay? The four Shitas that we're talking about. And try to remember them. You know, you just chazer a few times and you have a kinyan in it, you know. You're on your way somewhere, you're in a chasna, you're sitting doing nothing, you're waiting for the chuppah, you chazer the four shitas, you chazer the three shitas by the samar b'apetlos. It's the type of thing you chazer around a few times, and they're shas yediyas that a person could have a kinyan. The next gemara before my da, I did very quickly at the end of shir. I'd like to explain again. What was the last thing? We talked about Kinyan and Tzarech Loi Meksuvu. Let's just see it again. If I'm going to do it again as quickly as last time, I don't know, I'm not sure what I'm gaining, but let's see it inside again. Amar Ravi Ikashali, the fifth line. This is really the whole memo that Aleph came out. Ikashali ha kashali, haikin yin echidami, ikabaisa bezdin, biboy klasa, ilakabaisa bezdin, dami, amayin tsarfle mixu. The kasha is, why can you write a kinyan? Rava says, imitamaisa bezdin, the kinyan should need shleisha. Elamai is not a maisa bezdin, so it's good with two. So, but you have to say ksuvu. You can't do something to someone's detriment without his permission. So the Gemara answers with the Chiddush. Loilam lav kamaisa bezdin dami yivach etam amai deitzarach lo miksuvu mishum d'stam ksiva l'kinyin. Stam kinyin l'ksiva aymed. Stam kinyin is meant to be written. The Rashbam here says Chiddush, which is disguised a little bit. Look at the Rashbam, Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Aymed. Mishum De'ein Lach HaKinyan Klon. The Kima Nemakdin Lei V'Sudr B'Fnei Eidim. Since he's doing a Kinyan Sudr. U'memar L'Aknoi Semiyad. Ve'in Amad Chayu Atchei Eilef Yim Shepi Metalpilim. Since he's doing a Sudr. He's not waiting for him to go to a Mashiach of its Metalpilim. Ayu Elf V'Yazi Pekar Kois. V'Skavim L'Aknoi Seba'in Yafam. V'Snama Rai Tashiach Devulai. What does the Rishbam say? We have a rule, Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Aymed. Stam Azai, people do a Kinyan, they mean to write. Now, if you learn the Gemara without the Rishbam, what would you say? If you're Adam, Reuven sells Shimon a cow, Shimon gives him the money, and Reuven takes the cow home. Are you allowed to write a Shtar? I would say, you're allowed to write a Shtar, the Farish of Gemara. Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Aymed. No? You see someone buy a house is nicked with kesef. So somebody goes, I'm buying a house from you, I give you the cash, I'm cutting it, could you write it? Of course you can write it, Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Aymed. What does this Rashi say? This Rashbam? What does Rashbam say? You see someone sell someone a donkey, and he takes the donkey with him, he takes it home. You go to the store, someone's buying a container of milk. You could write, I don't know why you want to write a shtar over a container of milk, but you see someone buy something in a store, you could write a shtar. The Eidim could write a shtar. What does this Rishbam say? No? What does Rishbam say? Rishbam is saying this Gemara is only talking about Kinyan Sudr. That's what he says. Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva Aymed, Mishum, De'ein Lach HaKinyan Klum, Nekivan Demach Nalei B'Sudr B'Fnei Eidim. He says, Beferish. Why is Stam Kinyan L'Ksiva? Because he's doing a Kinyan Sudr. Anything else, we would not say the din of this Sugya. This Gemara is talking only about a Kinyan Sudr. How did the Rishbam know that this Gemara is only talking about a Kinyan Sudr? How did the Rishbam get such an idea that this Gemara is talking only about a Kinyan Sudr? I learned this Gemara. I didn't look at Shulchan Aruch. Has it brought in Shulchan Aruch? Somebody has a Shulchan Aruch here. On the Siman Lama test. But you have the Rambam in back of the Rambam you have. You could try the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Yidal from Hilchas. I don't know if you have Hilchas Malva Valaiva though. Some you don't have Hilchas Malva Valaiva. He brings the Dafka by Sudr? Go what? Mava Valeva, you have. He also explained Kinyan Sudr. The whole sugya is only Kinyan Sudr. Echetesi. Echetesi, that it's only Kinyan Sudr. No, you don't have it, or he doesn't say which Kinyan, right? But he says Stam Kinyan, let's see about it. Does he say Stam Kinyan? Then you can write it. Ain't Tzarech Lai Meksuvu? You afraid to commit? Is that because we're being taped? Or yeah, read what he says. Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph. How many pages? He says, Tam Ksiva L'Kinyaraymet. Tam Kinyar L'Ksivaymet. He doesn't even say that. He doesn't say that Kran Ishtari and Sarfoy L'Ksivaymet. What? He doesn't say Sudar, okay. I would expect that when you learn the Gemara, it doesn't say Sudar, that most Paiskim would bring it without Sudar. I would expect that. The Rashbam is a Chiddush. On this is the Hesber that I mentioned to you last week from the Shittim Kubetzes. And which Ramosha and Aaron and Zayim is Marech Lohichiach. The Gemara has a Havamina. Rava has a Havamina that a Kinyan is a Maisa Bezdin. Makes no sense. Poshup Shat. Such a Havamina. A Kinyan is a Maisa Bezdin? What do you mean? I go and I buy something. The Havamina seems to be, if you go to the store, you buy milk. And the guy sells it to you. There's no fighting. He agrees. He sells it to you. It's not sold. You didn't do it in front of Bezdin. It's not sold. All right, like I said, it's not a big avla. He gives you a shus to drink it, you drink it. But it's not yours. It's not your milk. It's his milk. Could there be such a thing? I go to the store and I buy a refrigerator. I have it in my house. If you hold to my Bezdin, it's not my refrigerator. I didn't buy it in front of Bezdin. So it's not mine. If he comes a year later and he wants to take it back, he can take it back. I have to give my money back. But he can change his mind. So we don't understand such a thing that if I do a kinyan, that's a habit. Now it's only a havamina anyway. You could say, okay, it's a shvach havamina. So the Shita says, no. We're talking dafka about a kinyan sudr. A kinyan sudr is a symbolic kinyan. It's a kinyan where you don't really do anything. You take a handkerchief. You know what the halach is? If you go to a rav to for mechiras chametz, and the rav gives you a handkerchief as a kinyan sudr, now the rav doesn't buy the chametz from you, but you're mechayev yourself to allow him to appoint him as a shliach. He gives you a handkerchief and you pick it up. Are you allowed to keep that handkerchief? It becomes yours. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. We pass the sudra hadra. You're obligated to return it. When you do a kinyan sudr, not only is for that little handkerchief you can sell whatever you want, but even the handkerchief you're mechayev to give return. It's yours, but you have to give it back. Sudra hadra. What kind of kinyan? And not only that, it could be worth less than a pruta. I don't carry around. Americans don't carry handkerchiefs. So when I do a kinyan sudr, I usually take out a pen. I do a kinyan with a pen. There's one's thinking, right, this pen is fairly new. But after a while, my pens get chewed up a little bit, depending on whether I'm thinking on that particular day. It gets chewed up, and I wonder, is it worth a pruta? Can't sell a chewed up pen. Not worth a pruta. There was a time when I was thinking, hey, what am I doing? It's not worth a pruta. How am I doing a kinyan? Then I remember the Gemara says that kinyan sudr works pachas mishava pruta. As long as it's a keli, it works with less than a pruta. No? How can you do a kinyan with less than a pruta? Zok Rav Moshe, and this is really in the Shita, just Rav Moshe's ma'arech in his explanation. Because kinyan sudr is a different kinyan. It's a symbolic kinyan. It's a kinyan like the Rashbam says, Mamar lahaknais, you want to do it quickly, you want to get it done, you do it. Rav Moshe compares it, there's one other kinyan that's similar. Also a Peladika kinyan, which I only know it's mentioned in Perek Hazav. I'm sure it's mentioned somewhere else in Shas. It's never mentioned in Shas. In Kedushin, all the Kinyanim, I don't remember this Kinyan. There's something called the Kinyan Udisa. Aleph Vav, Dalet Yud, Saf Aleph. What's Udisa? There's a Kinyan where I go in front of Bezdin, and I'm Maida in Bezdin. I tell Bezdin, I sold my house to Reuven. It's not true. It's baloney. But I go to Bezdin, I tell Bezdin, I sold my house to Reuven. That's called the Kinyan Udisa, and it's kind. Which means to say that itself is a Kinyan. Even if later, Bezdin knows for sure, I never sold it, I was lying in Bezdin. Kinyan Udisa is also a type of symbolic Kinyan. Rav Moshe has a piece of Perek Hazav, Wiz Masber, and he mentions it here as well, that this is sort of a symbolic Kinyan that you do in front of Bezdin, it's a Maisa Bezdin. Kinyan Udisa. Ramesha says that is a Kinyan Sudr. A Kinyan Sudr is a different type of Kinyan. It's not achnas l'shusai like Meshicha and Hagbah are. It's not even a real kinya chalipin. Chalipin shava b'shava machlo par b'chamar is a real kinya. You get this and I get that. I give you money. Or can you guess where it works? It's a symbolic kinyan. The havamina is it's a ma'isa bezdin. Maslan is even chutz lebezdin. You don't need a ma'isa bezdin. On that we say k'siva k'dibur. The kinyan called kinyan l'k'siva aymit. Dafka like the Rashbam and a kinyan seder. Zitochin maybe we pass like the Rambam that we say pay everything. But this shakal v'tari of this sugya is talking about kinyan seder. The havamina it's a ma'isa bezdin is dafka by a kinyan seder. And dafka by a kinyan seder we end up k'siva k'dibur. Kistan kinya l'ksiva ayvid. Now you could learn the Gemara. That the Gemara, the Havamin, is talking about Seder. The Gemara says, no, it's not al Maisa Bezdin. It's kistan kinya l'ksiva ayvid. And the Maslana could be true about all kinyan. Not a steer. Stumta is a kinyan of Derech HaTagarin. There's a separate sug of kinyanim, which, if it's the Derech of the Seichrim, to do a certain kinyan in a certain way. It's known in certain, in the diamond line, a handshake. What did I say? The mazel bracha or something means that I agree to the sale. These things get it in kinyan. The reason for that is that they show a gemiras das. And therefore, kinyan stumta, I think according to most rishayim, is a kinyan d'iraisa. The derech hatagorim, the derech hasaychrim, becomes a kinyan, even though it's not Moshe Mesinai, that this particular kinyan is a kinyan. But it's a kinyan because it shows Gemira's das. And you want to know, does that fit into the type like kinyan Seder? Does it fit into the type like kinyan Mashiach Agba? I'm not sure. If you say, like the Rashbam, stam kinyan l'ksiva, I'm on a handshake too, maybe. So Rashbam's lashon is, it's a kinyan that memar la'saisa. It's a quick kinyan. A quick kinyan is buying yafa, so you need to write it. Could be a handshake, could be the same. With this, Ramesha rather answers Taisus Kasha. Taisus Dibra Maslo Kinyan Bifnei Days. Taisus says, "I'm Rabbeinu Tam the Lai Asa Lamute Shloye Chashav Kinyan Shenasa Shloye Bifnei Shnei." When I'm a Ma'ayit that it's not a Kinyan, it's not done in front of two. Damina Bekidushin Lai Yibrisad Yelul Shakri. The Mar Kedushin says, "Why do you need Eidim by a Kinyan? Yelul Shakri just for liars." So Taisa says, we see from here, a kinyan is not a ma'isa bezdin. It can be done in front of two eidim and it's binding. La ma'isa, the ravid shita that I mentioned on Thursday, is that you do need, a suda does need shtei eidim. Does need, well, if you do a kinyan suda privately, the ravid shita is it's not claiming, you need two eidim. Taisa brings a raya from Kedushin Daf Samachay. And for Rav Maisha, Kedushin Daf Samachay is talking about kinyan chazaka. The Gemara there is not talking about suda. Taisus was not mechalik. This whole lamed is to mechalik. Taisus didn't hold it. The Ravid held of this chilik. So Mimeli, you can bring me a raya from Kedushin Samachay, which is talking about Kinyan Chazaka. We're talking here in this sugya about Kinyan Seder. The Ravid learned like the Rashbam, the Gemara is talking about Seder. So Mimeli, you can bring a raya from other Kinyan. Taisus' second raya, I don't see that Ramesha answers. There's talking about Kinyan Seder, so I don't know. I don't know how to answer Taisa's second raya. But the first raya Ramesha mentions is answer. So this is the aside that Kinyan Seder is different, and that's really what this Gemara is about. Okay, let's start Maidah, and tomorrow we're going to get into Maidah. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Damri Tavayu, by Kasvina Maidah, Lamando Loitzayas Dina. You only write a Maidah on someone who's Loitzayas Dina. What is a Maidah? What is a Maidah? A Maidah is you go in front of two witnesses and you tell them, I'm being forced, I'm being blackmailed, I'm being forced to do something. I don't want to do it. And I want to be Maisa Maidah ahead of time, that what I'm doing tomorrow is ain't piv v'libay shavin, my heart is not in it, I don't want to do it. Ain't piv v'libay shavin is not a real kinyan. Where it's lav dafka. The Gemara talks it could be by gita umatanta, it could be a get or a matana, or it could be zvini by a sale. Rabbi Rabbi Yosef say, like Kasin Maidah, Alamanda Loitzayas Dina. We don't write a Maidah only Amanda Loitzayas Dina. Why? If he's a Tzayas Dina, So why are you coming to me? I should write a Shtar Maidah. Go to Beis Din with him. You go to Beis Din. He's a type of person that listens to Beis Din. If he listens to Beis Din, it's good. If he listens to Beis Din, then why do you have to write a Maidah for? Meila Zakti Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. Now there are two pshatim in Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef to be shaynim. There are some that learn that Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef are only talking by a get or a matanta. He's only talking by gita or matanta. By zvini, they're not talking. There's some rishayim who learn that he's talking by zvini as well. The Ramban brings both shittas. And I believe if you look in the other rishayim, they'll bring both pshatim as well. Every rishayim will bring at least one pshat about who they were talking about. And the Gemara has a machlokes, Abaye v'Rava, Amri Tavayu, Afilu Alai V'Alecha. Even about a tzaddik gomer, you could do tzayas dina, you could do a maidah. Rambam writes a very interesting reason. If he's tzayas dina, taka take him to Beis Din. Why can you write a maidah? So I believe the Rambam writes that when it comes to money, no one's a guaranteed tzayas dina. You know, it could be he's a tzayas dina, he's a vayil yid, and everything. When he's sure he's entitled to something, there's no guarantee a person's a tzayas dina. You're dealing with somebody, and everyone tells you he's a tzayas dina, he's still afraid. If he's threatening you, you're going to go to Beis Din. He may not listen to Beis Din. So Afilu Alai V'Alecha, even Abaye and Rabbi themselves say, you can't trust even me when it comes to money. You have to always be suspicious of someone, and you can't. So Afilu Alai V'Alecha. Yeah, what we have to understand tomorrow is how does a Maidah work? A Maidah seems to make a lot of sense. We want to rescue Ashuk Me'ashke, that's Taisis Lashon on top, that the reason they set up Maidah is to save an Ashuk. No, Taisis is such a Lashon. Gabe, the narrow lines. The third marrow line. Gabe meidah takanas chachamimu lahatzil hanenas. To save a person who's in trouble. Yeah, this guy's in trouble. He's being forced. So therefore, Chazal set up meidah. Now, those of you who came, sorry, 4 years ago when we watched a few gittin, if you noticed, before the husband gives the get, he's mevatel meidah. He stands in front of the bed and he says, maybe the husband was Maisa Maidah, and he's being forced to do this get. And then we're going to do a get, the woman will remarry. And later on, the Maidah people will come, and the children will be Mamzeru. So the husband gets up in Beis Din, and he says, Hareini Mevatel, any Maidah I gave, I'm being Mevatel. And not only that, maybe he was Maisa Maidah beforehand, that when I go to Beis Din, and I'm Mevatel my Maidah, I'm being forced. You follow? Maybe beforehand he told the witnesses, you know, I'm going to go to Beis Din, even when I'm mevatel to my dois, I'm being forced. So what do we do for that? You remember? You saw? The Eidim say, and he, the Baal says, I'm mevatel my dois, and I'm also mevatel any my dois that was on my dois. I'm mevatel my dois, or my dois did my dois. Now what's the taina? Maybe it was meisa my dois, under my dois, under my dois. So the man says in Beis Din, and I don't know why only we learn Gittin, we go to see the Gittin, there's what to learn. He says, I'm a vatel, my dog, at soif kalayim. In other words, I'm a vatel, my dog, and my dog, and my dog, and my dog, and my dog, at soif kalayim. That's what he says. Now the question is, well, how does that help? If he's being forced, and this whole takon is lots of lawness, ashuk meyashkai, lawness meyansai, what does it help? I'm a vatel, my dog. How do these things work? So Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow, Reb Shimon, as I said, in Simchav Zayin, he can stop in the second paragraph, has a Hesber. The truth is Reb Shimon was Mechavin to a Nesivis, who says it be Kitzer, it's in a Reshei. I think it's a Kot Meches. But I saw in the Oil Torah, in the Likud Oil Torah, in Tzech and Suda, it's really a Nesivis. And that is Mestam the Yisayin in understanding my Dais, which Mitzvah Hashem we hope for tomorrow.